Is this thing on? Take down that top knot, loosen that tie, close your laptop, and say goodbye to your email for the day. Let's go grab a drink and cheers. This is the Drinks After Work podcast, and I'm your host, Tiffany Callahan.
Hello, cheers, and welcome to another episode of the Drinks After Work podcast. This episode is a little bit different than the others you've listened to so far because it's just me today. That's right, you're getting a solo episode. I know that a lot of you, especially those of you who follow along on social media, have been asking for some solo episodes and updates just from me. So here you go. As this podcast evolves, I'll start peppering these types of episodes in more and more so that you can get as much out of it as possible. With that said, if you ever have a specific topic you want me to cover or a specific guest you want me to feature, I'm all ears. And I'm always open to suggestions. Just shoot me a DM over on Instagram at drinksafterwork_podcast. Now, pour yourself a cold one, pull up a bar stool, and let's get into it. Today, I want to get real and chat about Instagram Reels. I know, I'm corny. You'll learn to love it, I hope. As you should already know by now, Instagram has a newish feature called Reels, short-form video that's meant to mimic TikTok. I knew that creators and accounts that I follow were loving this new form of content and also seeing massive growth from it. I was going through a creative slump at the time, and so I decided to try out a 30-day Reels challenge and see what happened. I created about a reel a day for 30 days. Going into it, I was not necessarily expecting a lot of growth on my account. What was more important to me was learning a few tricks and seeing what worked, what didn't, being able to share these tips with others like you who can learn from them. Call it a science experiment of sorts, I guess. It was fun just getting to try out different things, and if you want to, you can go ahead, go back, and look through all the reels that I created to see the different types of stuff that I tried. I did a lot of simple stand, point my finger, those types of videos, a few dancing videos, a lot of lipped up videos. I did a remix or two as well. I posted some with cover photos, without cover photos, with trending sounds, without trending sounds, with original music, with voiceovers, showing my face, not showing my face. I actually did a lot of work and I covered a lot of ground. All in the name of science for you guys, I guess. I'll share my top tips and some mistakes to avoid in other episodes. But today I mostly want to cover my overall findings and what I learned from this 30 days of Reels. The biggest thing that I learned is that it literally does not matter what you do, because your video will still be shown to new accounts that are not currently following you. Now, with that being said, just because your content gets seen does not mean that it's good and that it translates into followers. Remember, the number of viewers does not equal the number of followers, and in turn, the number of followers does not equal the number of customers that you'll get, or listeners, or whatever your metric is, whatever it is that you're trying to get from Instagram. So you want to make sure that your Reels video content is enticing enough to make people want more from you, and thereby clicking the follow button. Again, Reels are short-form video content, so one of the other main things that I focus on was keeping them short. Instagram allows you to record up to 60 seconds for Reels, but what I figured out is that Reels actually performed the best when they were between 7 to 9 seconds. Yes, 7 to 9 seconds. And to top that off, most of the ones that I did that have the highest views actually are only about 5 seconds long. Quick, short, to the point. People don't have the time or attention span to want to watch any longer than that, especially on a platform that has essentially trained us to just scroll mindlessly. People also like to do what they're told, and generally speaking, if you tell them what to do, it's going to happen. So one of the main things that I learned was to always put a call to action in the video. Something like, read the caption for more details, or follow for more tips, comment if you can relate, things like that. Those types of call to actions resulted in people doing exactly what I told them to do. You have to make sure that you not only have a call to action, but that your call to action is related to what the video is actually about. And also quick and easy enough for the viewer to want to take action on it. Don't just tell them, hey, go to my bio, click the link, go and follow on my website, download this thing, put it in your email. They don't want to do all of that. Quick, simple action that they can take immediately from the video. Another one of the biggest things that I learned is to have a focused approach to the content that I was sharing. Making sure that the reels that I did put a spin on whatever the trend was or linked back to the content that I was actually posting about regularly. When I had more focus on the content and I wasn't just posting random funny or entertaining reels that I had thought were interesting, but I put a little bit of a spin on it to kind of relate more back to what it is that I post on a normal basis, I actually started to see more growth, not only on my followers, but also listeners to this particular podcast. Hey, new friends, I see you there. It can be tempting to just post a random reel because it's something everyone's doing or if it's something that you think is funny, but if it doesn't align with what your account is about and have a spin that makes you more relatable or interesting to your specific target audience, it's just going to get lost in the shuffle. You're not going to get the viewers. You're not going to give the viewers a reason to want more from you. And essentially, you're going to have high view numbers, but you're not going to have a high follower count, or you're not going to have a high customer count. The more focused you are on the content for the reels, the more likely you'll reach your target audience and the more engagement and growth you will see. I could go into a lot more detail on more learnings, like how to stay on top of trends or whether you should post a cover photo to your reel or not. Hint, it doesn't really matter. But I'll save those for a deep dive into a little bit more on tips, tricks, mistakes to avoid, etc. in another episode. What I want you to focus on for now is to just start creating reels and posting them often. There's not a specific time of day that makes the most sense. You don't have to post them every day. You don't even have to do the 30-day reels challenge like I did. Even though I did the 30-day challenge, I didn't post reels every day. I did post 30 days eventually of reels, but they weren't consecutive. The biggest thing is reels get shown to new accounts that aren't following you for over 2 weeks after you post them. So the day that you post it actually literally does not matter. The most important thing is that you're creating reels, you're posting them frequently so that you have the maximum opportunity to show your content to new audiences. And the single most important thing, I know I've said that a million times, but this one actually is the most important that I will say that you need to do is this. Have fun with creating reels. It can get so overwhelming very, very quickly to try and stay on trend, do fun transitions, to think of witty captions and all the other things that comes with content creation. But at the end of the day, if you're not enjoying what you're putting out into the universe will certainly come back to bite you in the ass. And by universe, I mean the Instagram algorithm. Anyways, I hope this quick overview of Reels was helpful. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a review and let me know. And as always, you can follow along the journey of Reels and much more over on Instagram. I'll put the link in the show notes. I hope you guys like this quick and dirty solo episode that I'm doing. Like I said, you'll get a lot more of these from me in the coming weeks. So if you like them, follow along. Thanks for listening, and let's cheers again next time. Bye.